yesterday. He said they called for a meeting. He said he walked into the meeting. He said, "Are y'all talking about my wall or, you know, more funding for, you know, basically whether the wall is going to."
Hello, this is your Midnight Marauder program. I'm on the front of your cover. I will be enhancing your cassettes and CDs with certain facts that you may find beneficial. The average bounce meter for your Midnight Marauder program will be in the area of 95 BPM. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, bass-heavy, and...
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Honey, did you know the Rolif Jansen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copaic, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just three employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
Here is the week in news for the WGXC listening area.
David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times-Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo released a $175 billion state budget January 15th, with many new initiatives expected to pass the legislature with only Democrats in control in Albany. Cuomo said during his State of the State speech, and I quote, "There's been a lot that's been bottled up for many, many years that we couldn't get done. In many ways, I feel the state has now been liberated with the Senate Democratic Caucus," end quote. Cuomo's budget includes an increase in education spending and sports betting in casinos. He would make Election Day a holiday and open polls upstate at 6 a.m. like the rest of the state. Cuomo's marijuana legalization proposal only allows corporations, not individuals, to grow the plant, allows counties and cities to opt out of selling it, and hopes to create $300 million in revenue starting in 2021. Democratic state senators mostly like the proposals, though they want to increase education spending by twice as much as Cuomo proposed. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting New York lawmakers wasted no time in approving some major voting reforms January 14th. During their first session day, the members of the Assembly and Senate gave their okay to early voting 10 days prior to primary day and general election day. The measure provides each county with at least one early voting site for every 50,000 registered voters. Legislators also consolidated primary day. The federal primary has been held in June with the state primary in September, but both will now be held on the fourth Tuesday in June. First step in enacting same-day registration and no-reason absentee ballots were also approved. Both of those reforms require constitutional amendments and must be approved by two consecutive state legislatures, followed by a public referendum. Jesse McKinley and Vivian Wang are reporting for the New York Times. The full roster of reforms, which also includes pre-registration of minors, voting by mail, and closing the so-called LLC loophole, now brings the state into line with policies already in place in other liberal states like California and Washington. Susan Lerner, the executive director of Common Cause New York, a good government group, said, and I quote, "We are finally beginning to see New York's election begin, just begin, to catch up with the rest of the country," end quote.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced January 15th that she is forming an exploratory committee to run for president of the United States.
Do you have anything you would like to announce?
Yes, I'm filing an exploratory committee for president of the United States tonight.
Tonight. There you go. Okay, well, thank you for telling everybody here. Thank you very much. Why do you want to be president of the United States?
Well, I'm going to run for president of the United States because as a young mom, I'm going to fight for other people's kids as hard as I would fight for my own, which is why I believe that health care should be a right and not a privilege. It's why I believe we should have better public schools for our kids because it shouldn't matter what block you grow up on. And I believe that anybody who wants to work hard enough should be able to get whatever job training they need to earn their way into the middle class. But you are never going to accomplish any of these things if you don't take on the systems of power that make all of that impossible, which is taking on institutional racism. It's taking on the corruption and greed in Washington, taking on the special interests that write legislation in the dead of night. And I know that I have the compassion, the courage, and the fearless determination to get that done.
Gillibrand will be at the County View Diner in Troy with an event sometime January 16th, and several news outlets report she is opening her campaign headquarters in Troy. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. The Troy Record will close its small rented office on River Street next month. Once the location is closed, staffers will work digitally without a central location, management said. However, the newspaper, which has been publishing in the city for 232 years, will continue to publish its printed edition and post to its website. Ron Rosner, senior editor of the Troy Record and the Saratogian, wrote in a column on January 12th, and I quote, "Our commitment to the Record's readers is strong. We have served Troy and the region for more than a century, and we take our role as an institution in the area quite seriously. With this initiative, we will keep that tradition alive and stronger than ever," end quote. Rosner wrote that the Record office would close by late February so staffers could be, and I quote, "positioned in or around the capital region," end quote. City editor Nicholas Bonanno declined comment, referring questions to Rosner, who declined to say anything beyond his written statement. The newspaper's owner, Digital First Media, has been steadily selling off the paper's assets, including its former home, for $2.65 million. Since Digital First took ownership of the former Journal Register newspaper chain, staff at digital newspapers has been cut by more than 50%, more than double the industry average, according to a study by the News Guild, a national union representing newspaper workers. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Tony. I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fahim, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid, and you guessed it, Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love. Books we super, super love. Books we love even more.
Books we super, duper, duper love. Books we love so much we hate.
All that good stuff.
Last week on Bound by Books,
dun, dun, dun.
Ingrid and Antonia came to join the crew for a special time.
Yay.
Talking about The Old Man and the Sea, Bukowski, Lumberjanes, The Season of Styx Malone, and Mushroom Fan Club.
Yeah.
This week, we don't know yet.
But we did. At the end of last show, Fahim stopped by and told us about his most recent read, Old Man and the Sea.
Which is a popular topic of conversation at Bound by Books.
Yeah, really, that's one way to fire up a good conversation at Bound by Books. Just come on down and be like, hey, old man in the sea. And some of us will be like, and some of us will be like,
Yeah, we all had a lot of stuff to say about it. So
and we didn't
back.
Have much time.
Yeah.
We had about 1 minute to talk about that. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Old Man in the Sea. I'm actually the only one in the room that has not read Old Man in the Sea.
The librarian?
I know.
It's so short. You have no excuses.
Well, my excuse is that I've only met one person in my entire lifetime who enjoys the book, and that person is in the studio right now. So why don't you tell me and our listeners why we should read Old Man in the Sea if we have not been forced to do so yet?
Okay, because it is really short, so you have no excuses. But also, it's amazing. I'm not a huge fan of Hemingway overall. I tried to read his other stuff, and it was boring, which is also what most people think about Old Man of the Sea. I get it. But it draws out. It has an amazing story structure. It's super, super boring for the whole entire book. You're like, oh my gosh, this just keeps going. He's like fighting this fish. He's trying to do it. And you're like waiting and waiting for something to happen. And you read all this stuff. And then you get to the end and it's like so insane. And needless to say, there's a huge disappointment and it's crazy. And you're like, oh my God, you just made me read all of that for this, but I'm not going to spoil it for you because you have to read it. And I was heartbroken because I was like, he tried so hard. He really wanted to get his fish and he even got like, okay, I'm not going to spoil it. He really, he was struggling.
And in the end, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, it was emotionally very, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
Antonia went on that journey.
Yeah.
I have to admit, when that book was assigned to my class to read, I did not read it.
So I'm not the only one that hasn't read it.
I think I read like 50 pages of it. But no, I really, really just, I don't know what I did for that assignment, but I don't remember reading that book at all. Like, I remember the first like 50 pages maybe.
Yeah, if you didn't get to the end, you're missing the whole, like...
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I was also, like, pre-realization that I really liked books and that I wanted to read more classics, but maybe I'll give it another try now.
So what about you, Amelia? What was your experience reading Old Man in the Sea?
I, like, literally, after the first 50 pages, I calculated the amount of days I had until I had to have it done, divide the amount of pages so I could do... just read the least amount of pages per day. It was really, I did not like it. And there were so many random parts about him dreaming about lions that I didn't understand. Uh-huh. And it was very strange and it was very boring.
I forgot about the lions.
What's the symbolism behind the lions, Antonia?
Dude, I don't know. I read this in like ninth grade.
Right?
But I remember that I was into it. I think I figured it out.
Yeah, no, I remember you being into it too. I also remember you really being into that. What's the book we read about Buddha in Miss Bender's class? Siddhartha.
Siddhartha.
Yeah, you were so into that.
You guys, Hermann Hesse is so good. I've read so much more Hermann Hesse thanks to Miss Bender. He's amazing.
She's pregnant.
That's all.
Congrats.
Congrats, Miss Bender. We love you.
Miss Bender's awesome. She's like one of my favorite history teachers.
Did you guys read Siddhartha also?
No, we didn't. What class were you in when you read it? We may have.
Were you in advanced when you read it?
I was in... Oh, wait.
Tony?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. She might have changed up her curriculum because I know I was the first class she taught when coming to Hudson High, and we were very rowdy. And she might have changed up her curriculum just because nobody did anything.
I was in AP World History when I was in her class. Like, part one.
Yeah.
Then the sequel came next year.
With Cook.
Mr. Cookerstein, yeah.
Siddhartha's also really short.
No excuses.
Okay, but it's not short for, like, a 13, 14-year-old.
Does anyone...
Have you seen how long Harry Potter is?
that's a fair... That is a
burn!
Does anyone remember the book Touching Spirit Bear? That we had to read, like, when in middle school? Or was that only me?
No.
I've heard of that
I
book.
Remember it. It was very weird, also. I don't remember what teacher I had. I just remember reading it.
The only reason I've heard of that book is because it is assigned in schools a lot, and it is written by someone who's not a Native American, and there are some people in the world of Native American literature who have expressed concern about the book, and especially the fact that it is assigned so frequently in schools. So it's for some kids, it's like the only Native American characters. And I think it's even about like...
I didn't even know it was about Native Americans.
A white kid that like goes to a camp where they study stuff.
This boy like beats up another boy, and as punishment, he goes to this island by himself and just has to live there and ends up getting mauled by a bear. But then he goes back and he gets better, and that's all I remember. That is all I remember about that book.
Maybe it's because it's about spirit animals.
Yeah. It isn't, though. It's about animals, but the bear is real. The bear is, like, it's just a white, like, albino bear, I think. And I don't remember anything else, but I'm very confident that it was not about spirit animals, because that's what I thought it was about and was sorely disappointed throughout the entire book that no ghost animals were appearing. But no, we never talked about the fact that it was about Native American literature. We just talked about weird symbolism and this boy. But it was a long time ago, so I'm not sure.
So since we're talking about books you've read in school and either hated or loved, what is a book that you've read in school that has been memorable, whether you loved it or hated it?
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yes!
What did you think of Fried Green Tomatoes?
I just like that book because one of the main characters' names was Iggy, which kind of sounds like Iggy, which is my nickname, and she was gay. So that was my awakening.
Her and Ruth are so cute. They are.
I was like, wow, I could be that. And then I was like, wow, maybe. Okay.
That book is long, so you do have excuses, but it's also really good. So.
It was very good. And throughout the entire book, for like weeks on end while we were reading that book, I was just craving like country food. It's because of that book.
If I remember correctly, they have recipes in the book
so that you could
make your own fried green tomatoes.
Ooh, I need to get the book now. I never made them, though. There was a lot of talk of, like, someone making it for our class at the end of the year and never happened. I was disappointed.
Sounds like high school.
Yeah.
How about you, Fahim? What was a book that has been memorable that you've read in school, whether good or bad?
Well, I don't have any. It's going to be Fried Green Tomatoes because that's what we're going to read next in our class. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I change the topic a little?
Sure.
Oh, so sure. In my social studies class, Mrs. Bender's baby is a boy. So we're naming it
Spoiler
Air.
Alert. Just kidding.
So we're naming him Airbender.
Airbender!
The first Airbender.
I was going to say you should like name him after a really prominent like historical figure. That would be like interesting. I don't know who. Someone.
She should name her kid Air, Water, Fire, Earth.
Yeah, come on, Miss Bender, what the heck?
And he'll be a bender, or at least his middle name. Like, it could be, like, Luis Earthbender.
You want her to name her kid after your mom?
My mom's name is Luisa.
Shout
out to Luisa, though. You're the best mom.
I think my mom told me this. My little cousin, Logan, is named after Wolverine, so I think that's cool, and, like, that, like, got us on a discussion of, like, if we all followed that logic and named our children after our favorite fictional characters, what would, like, they be named?
Wow. Well, my first child's name's gonna be Ramona, so...
Ooh.
Y'all get that one.
I'd probably get Ferdinand.
Books we read in school. I don't know. It's been a while. Yeah. I've read a lot lately, but not that much for school. I mean, and y'all just brought up all the good ones from high school, so I can't believe the curriculum is still exactly the same. That's crazy.
What about Flowers for Algernon?
That was a good one.
But she didn't even assign the whole thing.
No, she didn't. And it really pissed me off because I still think about that book to this day. Like, I have mice now, so, like, it's more, like, it's more important. Yeah, they're the sweetest little animals I've ever met in my life. Nothing makes me happier than taking care of these two little girl mice. But, like, I think about Flowers for Algernon so much, and maybe I should just pick it up as a full book because we never really finished reading it in class, and I never feel, like, I've just grown a lot since then. I feel like I need to reread that and, like, get closure from that, kind of, because I think about it all the time. But it's not, like, a full thought because we didn't get to read the full thing.
We read Romeo and Juliet in that grade, too. It was like, it was so much worse than you think. It was so much worse because she wouldn't let us read it. She put on a recording. And oh, yeah. I swear, the recording was just as monotone as it would have been if she just let us have parts. It was so bad. But I like, much like Great Gatsby, I like the movie with Leo and DiCaprio in it. I just love the modern setting and having them all still speaking in Shakespearean like language. I absolutely love that movie. It's just so fun.
I like the Bollywood version.
There's a Bollywood version of Romeo and Juliet.
It's very good. Highly suggested. You can borrow it at your library.
Ooh.
I used to really love Shakespeare back in high school. But I still have plenty to read if I ever want to dive in again.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
I think I'm reading Hamlet this year, because I read Othello last year.
Yes, Hamlet. I always have to take a moment and pause and remember which is Hamlet and which is Macbeth, because they're both one name. Movies about a dude. Or not movies, plays. But I know the difference. Hamlet's great. Macbeth is great.
You know what else is great?
What?
Omelets.
Omelets are delicious. Me and my friend have talked about like opening a restaurant where like everything in it is themed after like classic literature.
I love that idea.
And like all the dishes are named after classic literature. This started when we read Oedipus and were given an assignment to make a like advertisement based off like Greek stuff and mythology. And I was like, Mackenzie, we need to make like a brochure for a restaurant. And we did all that stuff like. It was so much fun. We looked up like the actual Greek stuff on Google Translate.
And class?
Yes, it was. And at first we were gonna write it. We were gonna like Google Translate it and write it all in Greek. But then we decided, no, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm just starting to think of all the foods you could serve.
That
at
That really
restaurant.
Gives me Percy Jackson feels. Mm-hmm.
I know there was a pomegranate thing, just like as a reference to like the pomegranates of the underworld.
Don't eat pomegranates in bed while you're sick. You'll get pomegranate seeds all over your sheets.
I've never eaten pomegranates. I want
delicious.
To,
so good.
Mm-hmm. I need to try pomegranates. The closest I've ever come was like making this like fruity soda in kindergarten, in like maybe first grade or kindergarten. And it wasn't even a soda. It wasn't carbonated. So we just mixed cranberry and pomegranate juice and called it a soda. I don't know what that what the point of that assignment was. But I remember it really vividly.
Cool. Well, we have a little bit of time left. I'm wondering what you all have in like lined up for your next read or what you're excited to read that maybe you didn't get to this past year.
I'm excited to read Requiem for a Dream. I know I said I don't like Bukowski, but it's not by Bukowski. It's by Herbert Selby. But their writing styles are kind of... in some ways, kind of similar, you know, like sex, drugs, New York City, whatever, that kind of like in the, I forget the time period, but like earlier in the 19, that part of the, yeah, okay. But I saw the movie and I liked it. And I read Last Exit to Brooklyn, which I really liked. So I've been meaning to read Requiem for a while. So hopefully this is the year that I will get to reading that.
I'm excited to read A Little Life by somebody. It's a big book. I came into the library the other day to try and pick it up and y'all didn't have it. Who is it by? It's by Hanya Yanagihara. Was recommended to a friend or by a friend of mine. And last week on the show I talked about A Lover's Discourse. So pretty much I went on one date with this guy and it went really well. And so I sent that to him in the mail. And I was trying to decide if that was too forward or not, but he took it really well.
That's awesome.
And so this was the one he recommended to me, but he didn't have it to send to me. So. But it looks really great. In addition to all my classics this year, I really enjoyed reading more books by like women and people of color, even if that does mean reading more recent books. But there's really good stuff like Zadie Smith and Toni Morrison and all those awesome people.
All that good stuff.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Like, for like a whole 6 months now, I've been saying, I'm going to read Splendors and Glooms next, but it just keeps getting pressed further back, because now I have all these, and Wings of Fire tends to take first priority, unless, like, a new Young Elites book comes out miraculously, otherwise I'm going to lose my mind. That's immediately what I'm going to read, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I have too many books on my to-read list, but I was kind of looking at what I read this year, or this past year, and I read a lot of picture books, so that's the majority of my reading. This past year, I read a lot of nonfiction, which was exciting for me, because that's, I feel like there have been years when I haven't read any nonfiction, or maybe read like one memoir, so reading a lot of adult nonfiction was pretty fun this year. I was in a nonfiction book club, which helped with that, but I also read some on my own, so I'd like to keep doing that. I also want to read more adult fiction, and I want to read more middle grade fiction, because there's a lot of middle grade books that I've been hearing great things about and just not getting around to. Books like, I just recently have been reading The Seasons of Styx Malone, which I talked about on the last show, which is really fun. And it's a really quick read because it's got the world's shortest chapters, which I love. But yeah, so I have to figure out how to read more of all of that while also continuing to read all the comics and picture books that I want. So, good challenge for the coming year. Fun times. So we have a little bit of time left. What does everyone want to talk about? We could talk about book-related media that we've seen. I've seen a couple recently. Has anyone seen Dumplin'?
I got
on Netflix. That's a fun one. It's based on a book by Julie Murphy. It's about a Southern gal who's a self-proclaimed fat girl whose mother runs a beauty pageant, and she's recently lost her aunt, who she had a very strong connection to, and one of the things they bonded over was their love of Dolly Parton. And she finds out that her aunt had at one point wanted to enter the beauty pageant but didn't, and so she decides to enter the beauty pageant and do it her way, and it's really fun, and it has a lot of great Dolly Parton music, which is always good. That's a Netflix movie. There's also a new show on Netflix that is not based on a book, but is sort of based on a book.
Is that The Haunting of Hill House?
No, but I read that this past year, too, and watched the show.
The show is really good.
They're very different from each other.
Yes, they are.
But also, really, both are very good. Both the book by Shirley Jackson and the show, which is completely different, but has some similarities. But there's a new show. It's a Black Mirror movie called
Bandersnatch. I'm going to watch that today.
And so the reason I say it's sort of based on a book is that in the show, it's based on a book that's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Yeah.
And the movie itself is a choose-your-own-adventure. So that's always fun. Anyways, thanks, everybody, for listening. We're out of time, but hope everyone has a good week and reads lots of great books.
Bye, guys.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye. Is a winter storm warning for the entire WGXC listening area through 4 p.m. Sunday, January 20th. National Weather Service in Albany predicts the snow continuing through Sunday afternoon and ending around darkness, with wind chill values as low as -4 and temperatures falling to around 13 by 5 p.m. Overnight, it gets colder with a low around -5 and wind chill values as low as -26. Monday, Martin Luther King Day, is also bitter cold with a high of just 5, wind gusts as high as 33 miles an hour, and a low around -2 Monday night. Tuesday should be sunny with a high near 23 and a low around 16. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Hello, this is a regular listener of your show. I was wondering if you can put something on there for like a buy, sell, and trade. You know, people call in to buy and sell or trade, and I would think that should be on in the early morning, like after 9. That's all I want, and I was wondering if you can do that for buy, sell, and trade on your radio show. Love your radio show. Thank you. 518-828